Radio Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Full of sound and fury, signifying what? New depths of government dysfunction? Well, maybe so. And yet, teetering on the verge, the edge of default, Washington lawmakers are apparently on the edge of a deal to raise the debt ceiling and reopen the government. At least, that's the way it looks right now.
Republican Senator Mitch McConnell announced the deal on the floor of the Senate earlier today.
It's been a long, challenging few weeks for Congress and for the country. It's my hope that today we can put some of those most urgent issues behind us. After yesterday's events, the Majority Leader and I began a series of conversations about a way to get the government reopened and to prevent default.
Joining us now to talk about the details of this is Washington, D.C. Bureau reporter Matt Visor of the Boston Globe. Matt, nice to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So could you give us the latest? What are the details of this deal?
So this deal would reopen the government immediately and pass sort of a temporary budget measure that would keep the government funded through January 15th. The other major component of this is that it would raise the debt ceiling, this limit that the government has in terms of the amount of money that it can borrow. Projections are that they would reach that limit tomorrow. So there's an urgency there, and this would raise that debt ceiling until February 7th. So it deals with the two most immediate issues, although it does not provide a permanent fix by any means to either of those. It sort of punts them down the road for a couple of months.
So what are the implications then of that short-term nature? Does that mean we are going to return to this kind of brinkmanship very likely in January?
Most certainly, and perhaps sooner, because another component of this is that they're going to set up a separate issue where House and Senate negotiators would discuss a long-term blueprint for tax and spending policies, and they would do that by mid-December. So that could solve some of these issues, although if passed as any guide on this, it won't. I mean, they've set up these kind of committees and commissions in the past, and they've never been able to resolve these long-term issues. So more than likely, we will be discussing this for the next couple of months, that this will remain a hot issue in Washington and an unresolved issue.
And what are the Republicans saying about this deal?
Well, so far that at this hour, House Republicans are meeting. And that's where the most uncertain area is among House Republicans. We have not heard yet from House Speaker John Boehner on what he thinks of this deal, which was cut mostly on the Senate side between Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. There's a lot of division among Republicans. It's been a very divisive debate for them and within their own party. Some think they should not give in. They're not winning any concessions in this deal, and they've closed the government for several weeks. So I think that there's mixed emotions, and a lot of the Tea Party-backed groups are urging their members to vote no on this deal.
And Ted Cruz, who was so key in forcing the shutdown, has said that he will vote no, although he isn't going to try to delay the vote. And the White House has said that it wanted to just eliminate the strategy of holding up the budget and the debt ceiling increases in exchange for concessions. Do you think the White House has succeeded at that?
Yeah, I mean, they've certainly, you know, by their own definition, you know, they keep saying that they're not negotiating. There was some negotiating throughout this process, but there was not any big concessions that the Democrats or the White House gave in on. This whole thing started with Obamacare, Obama's health care law, and Republican demands that be defunded or delayed, and none of that is happening under this current framework. So in that sense, Democrats got what they wanted in terms of getting the government reopened and getting the debt ceiling raised without having to make too many concessions.
And Matt, last quick question for you. What fallout, if any, is there likely to be for those who backed the shutdown?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, like I said, a lot of the Tea Party groups, a lot of the more conservative groups are threatening members, and there could be some primary challenges to those who break away from them. Some of the more moderate Republicans are also worried, and they're talking about mounting their own challenges. So I think this will become a livelier issue within the Republican Party for the next year and heading into the midterms. And there could be some electoral repercussions, and also polling is showing that this has not been a very popular thing for the Republicans in terms of the strategy that they've attempted.
That's Matt Visor, a reporter for the Boston Globe's Washington Bureau. And Matt, it looks like we are very likely to be talking about you again in the next few months.
For sure.
Matt, thank you.
Thanks for having me.